Canadian teacher ditches Z cup breasts, raising questions on if GetUp was a hoax. By Alana Mastrangelo on September 5, 2023. The apparent transgender Canadian teacher who went viral for wearing a wig and gigantic prosthetic breasts at school last fall has ditched that look for the upcoming school year, causing many to wonder if his GetUp was all a hoax. Kayla Lemieux, the Canadian teacher known for wearing a wig and Z-cup prosthetic breasts under form-fitting tops, was recently seen walking around clad in men's attire with a scruffy beard and no breasts or wig, according to photos and video obtained by Daily Mail. Watch below. Lemieux has been showing up to Nora Frances Henderson Secondary School in Hamilton, Ontario, dressed as a man just days before classes are set to begin, leaving many wondering if the stunt he pulled last year was all a hoax. The Canadian school teacher did not respond when he was questioned by a Daily Mail reporter who asked him why he claimed his breasts were real when he knew that they were not. Lemieux also did not respond after being asked if he would show up to teach classes dressed as a man or woman. The teacher had previously insisted his enormous breasts were real, which he said was a result of a rare condition called gigantomastia, and claimed that he was not transgender but rather intersex, meaning he was born with male and female sex organs. Lemieux had also admitted that he did not have any proof from a doctor to back up his claims. As Breitbart News reported earlier this year, Lemieux was placed on paid leave from his job working as a teacher at Oakville Trafalgar High School in Oakville, Ontario, after photos surfaced of him outside the classroom wherein his large prosthetic breasts were nowhere to be seen, calling into question his transgender bona fides. Lemieux was caught this week at Nora Frances Henderson Secondary School dressed as a man, again without his gigantic prosthetic breasts. It remains unclear if the school teacher's transgender getup was a hoax. Nonetheless, Principal Tom Fisher reportedly warned parents in a letter of possible media interest on site and protests when the school reopens on Wednesday. This, the principal explained, is due to the hiring of an experienced educator who was recently the subject of public attention pertaining to their gender expression, while teaching at a school in a different community. While Fisher did not name Lemieux, the principal listed precautions, such as having students enter and exit the building using assigned doors at entry and dismissal and locking exterior doors during school hours, only using the front main doors during school hours. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.